This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
This is The Rich Eisen Show from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Rich Eisen Show.
And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is down. Tatum in so much pain.
The fact that he had to be carried off, he's the type of guy that when he gets right up, so he did it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The number one pick goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Earlier on the show, senior NBA writer for The Ringer, Howard Beck, Lions safety Kirby Joseph, co-owner of Wrexham AFC, Rob McElhenney. Coming up, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've had a fun conversation over the last 2 hours right here on the Roku channel. We re-air on Roku platform on the Rich Eisen Show Fast channel multiple times. We greatly appreciate that. There's our podcast version of the show all 3 hours. There's our YouTube channel for a nice little backstop of whatever you missed. We kick off hour number three with one of our favorites. He's the head coach of the Washington Commanders, getting set for year two there. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Quinn back on the program. Good to see you, Coach. How are you, sir?
Rich, man, it's good to be back on the show, and also good to see you, man. It's it's a good time here, just getting everybody back under one roof, rookies arriving, you know, with the veterans here. So, yes, it's a good time.
Before we get to that, the schedule gets released tomorrow. However... it appears a couple of your games have already, well, not appears, a couple of your games have already been announced. Never asked anybody this question in the 10 plus year history of this program. So you're the first, Dan Quinn. How's your Spanish?
It could definitely use some work. So that's probably a great reason for me to have some extra time before heading over to Madrid, which is going to be a really cool experience for everybody.
Yeah, I know. So, you've got several months to brush up on it. We can get you hooked on phonics in a way. You just need to know the basics, I think. You know what I mean? Just need to know the basics, Dan.
Yeah, it's actually my first international game.
Are you serious? Never even as an assistant anywhere? Never was with the Falcons?
My first year in the NFL in a preseason game to Japan when I was back with the 49ers. But this is... my first year I was at one scheduled during COVID and that got canceled. So, a lot of people have got the chance to do it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I got to tell you, I've called many of these. I've been so fortunate to do that for NFL Network. Dan, the only thing I can equate it to, and you know this in your history too, is a Super Bowl. It's a real similar aspect of it where you're out of your routine. You've got to create your own routine in a different spot, different facilities, and you've got media obligations where you're asked about the same thing over and over again. You can't wait for the game to hit. And then the atmosphere. I mean, just ask Pete Carroll, who was there with the Seahawks against Brady in the first ever game in Munich. They both said it felt like a Super Bowl. And that's the way it's going to feel in Madrid. I'm virtually assured of that.
Yeah, and the stadium there, I mean, it's just fantastic. So, what a cool opportunity for us to be the first. And, every time you get a chance to do something that the first one there, we know that's a big deal. And we take that responsibility serious. And, we'll be ready to get down come November in Madrid.
Yeah, and then Fox announced your game at home against the Eagles is going to be a Week 16 doubleheader. So that's going to be late in the season. When you get the schedule tomorrow, what's the first thing you look for? Your bye week? Is that, or your first week opponent? What do you do when you
get probably the first week opponent first. You know, are you in the division, out of the division? Because for a long time, you've known who you played. So, at, you know, after the draft, you start looking to see what teams have changed significantly. And then I would say after that, you know, then the opener, then what is the next, you know, few weeks layout look like until you get to the bye. But yeah, it is a fun day just because it makes it all kind of come into reality where things are. So it's a good topic for coaches and teams for a couple of days. And I think from the media side, it can probably extend a little past that.
Well, and I think you should, and again, I haven't seen the schedule yet. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you should prepare to have a few games under the lights, if not a ton, because of what your team did last year and who your quarterback is, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah. Dan. The Jaden's remarkable, you know, like he had a fantastic year, but I wish all the unseen work, Rich, that goes into everything that he puts in. It's remarkable the way he can grind and get ready. And I know speaking for the rest of the team, man, like, we appreciate that. We appreciate how hard, you know, he gets ready to, and like has been a fantastic teammate. So yeah, we are very fortunate with number five taking the snap.
Well, and you know, obviously the footballs don't just roll out for him. He just plays that way. You know what I mean? And so the year two plan you have, or what you've seen from him coming off of one of the most unicorny, which I know is not really a word, I just might've phrased it.
Yeah, we'll go
it.
With it.
Yeah, let's do it. One of the most unicorn-like seasons I've ever seen. Walk me and the fans of your team through it, Dan.
I think number one, we wanted to, as you're starting to, you know, a new team together, Rich, it was really about the competition at the start of it. And Marcus Mariota is here, who is just an absolute fantastic teammate. So going to battle to make sure, hitting all the markers along the way. We wanted to make sure that we weren't going to miss one step along his development. And then early on, you saw like he was really ready for these competitive moments, and the amount of work that he put in to prepare himself for those, that was important. Our team grew closer and we grew stronger, Rich, as the season went on. And as you know very well, you know, that end of the season team should beat the hell out of your early season team. And we would be able to do that just by our improvement, the way we went after it. But he was at the very front of it. He and his teammates have really put it in, more timing, more connection. And the more and more you do that, you know, the better that you go. But there's a lot of belief in him amongst his teammates. And that's because he does put that work in and he goes to prove it, which I love about him.
Well, and then just again, when you see him and he comes in after that season, and what's your impression? What is it like to see this kid in year two now, with the world as his oyster, but also obviously needing to make it happen?
Yes. And that's what, you know, going into the off season, what is the plan going to look like for the things that he wanted to get better at, along with the other rookies that were part of, you know, the class that he was with. So going into this off season, you know, as we've been here, I guess, together about, you know, 3.5-4 weeks now. And so to see that connection happen, you know, now that, you know, we've added some pieces also to this team, as you guys know, like it's not every year the team's the same. So adding new guys, how do we feature them, those roles, that's an important part of the offseason and training camp. And he's been off to a great start doing that.
Dan Quinn here on the Rich Eisen Show. And clearly a lot of the offseason maneuvers were built around making sure your quarterback has more options, more time to have more options. And, you know, looking at your draft, you know, five draft choices. And part of the reason why you only had five draft choices is you flipped three combined for Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. So you essentially drafted those guys too. Was that the plan going into this offseason? Hey, we got the unicorn at QB here and we need to make sure this is supported. Was that the intention, Dan?
First off, like Adam, his team, man, they absolutely went after it, Rich, in terms of the offseason. As you know, when you lose in the playoffs, man, there's a finality to it that you're not ready for. And so for Adam and the staff to attack free agency, whether by, you know, signing some players that had come back, we had quite a few free agents. So that part, And then in addition, you know, adding Debo and Laremy, you know, through the trade, I just thought, man, he just competed, you know, his ass off to how do we go and grow the team stronger and get better doing that. So tip the hat to him first. And then adding those guys into the team, what does that look like? How are they, you know, connecting with the teammates? That's really what the offseason is about. And we've been off to a good start of putting this whole crew together and absolutely going to battle for it and compete for it together, which is a lot of fun, man, to have everybody here. This is a very, very competitive crew.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not to ask to see your playbook, but we're going to see Debo in the backfield. You're going to run him just like, are we going to see the same Debo Samuel in Washington as we've seen in San Francisco, Dan?
I would say similar, but I wouldn't say the same. And that's kind of what's fun about it, you know, like adding new people in, you know, what things, you know, to do. The nice part about when you do trade for somebody or in the draft as well, you find these unique things that a player has, and man, does he have them. And so, yes, Cliff and Brian and the guys have been certainly been up extra late in the offseason of finding unique ways to get the ball into that man's hand.
What do you say to so many people there in D.C. that are out of their skulls about how everything is now suddenly trending, not just up, but through the roof? Stadium coming, you know, back at the old RFK site, the draft is coming. You know, a million people expected to be on the National Mall in a couple of Aprils from now. What do you say to these fans whose expectations are extremely high, Dan?
You know, I can remember being at a dinner last year with Coach Gibbs and talking about how powerful and strong this city is, you know, even from a football sense. And I'd say to Coach Gibbs, man, like, I felt that. I felt the juice, the energy from our fan base, how important this team is to the DMV and to the community. So, like, getting to be a part of that, man, there's a lot of excitement that goes with that, Rich. As far as the team, man, we're going to absolutely go after it as hard as we can and hopefully do things better in a lot of ways, coaches and players. And, but man, we are absolutely not backing down one bit, man. We're going to go for it as hard as we can.
And coming up next order of business outside of the schedule is the latest membership meeting where, once again, the Tush Push will be up for debate about whether it should stay or be eliminated from the rule book. I looked up. I didn't see how you guys voted on it. What's your stance on this, since obviously the last time we saw you defend it, one of your players was essentially told what I tell my kids in the back of the car: if you do it one more time, I'm going to pull this car over. Dan, you know, Luvu was, you know, looking like he was getting ready for the Olympics, jumping over the line of scrimmage. What's your two cents on it, Dan?
My two cents, I'm going to keep digging as hard as I can to make sure we find ways to defend it better. And I'll let the, in terms of adding the play, stopping it, you know, we've got a lot of smart people in charge of that. Until that time, if we do or don't, I'll spend the time like most coaches would to say, okay, if we angle somebody differently, put people in different spots, we'll go after it that way for sure. But yeah, you were right. I knew the result of another penalty would be awarded a touchdown. So I knew the what was at stake, and we're going to go compete to see if we could stop it.
So were you the parent that was feeding your kid the candy to just get him all riled up? Is that what you were doing on that play? Were you telling him, was that a plan to just keep jumping over the line of scrimmage and maybe you might stop it? Was that?
Yes, it was part of the plan. Yes. To see if you could come at an angle, grab it back, the shoulder pad to pull it back. So yeah, we practiced some different techniques of what that would look like. So Frankie was absolutely the right person to give that a go. And we had some stops, but albeit not successful enough. And give them credit, man. They've been absolutely fantastic at it, Rich. They really have.
What was your How did you take it when you heard the announcement? If this happens one more time, just let me remind everybody, we can rule a touchdown here. What was your perspective hearing that?
Yeah, I was aware of that. You know, like, okay, you're usually not like just, you know, kicking somebody's ass if they're at the 1 foot line. Right. So, you know, like, if that's the trade off between that and a stop at that point, I deemed those ones, you know, from a standpoint this is worth the risk right here. It's not, you know, fourth down and one at the minus 30 yard line.
You know? Last thing for you, Dan. I know, you know, you come from the Pete Carroll world, right? So my wife and I went to see him teach his final class at USC. He was a professor in something called The Game is Life. And what I witnessed there was one of the most remarkable moments I've ever seen in a classroom or a lecture hall. The kids who Pete was teaching all year long, and he was teaching the class with there's a photograph of the last class, and it was the last class for a lot of these kids. They were about to graduate. And he was teaching it with the head professor of religion at USC. And it was his whole always compete mantra. And he read his, you know, his poem about always compete. And he was basically giving these kids life lessons about how to share themselves and know themselves and share themselves with other classmates and human beings in the world. And their reaction was they were in tears. They were telling stories about how their lives changed. And I've heard you use the word compete multiple times in this interview for your team. And I'm wondering how much you take from Pete that you bring to bear in your gig, Dan.
Yep. And I'm glad that you guys got to go see that. He is remarkable as a teacher. And I think as coaches, you could almost put that word in, Rich, almost every time you see the word coach. That's literally our top job, is to teach and find new ways. And so the competitive side of him, it wasn't just me competing against you. It was really in everything to say, is this a higher standard you can take yourself to? Mm-hmm. And so competing against yourself, the other guys, your whole group. And if you really had that as a mindset to absolutely go after it, that would become basically who you are. That is, you know, a big part of your culture, because that's the things that you do every day. And so that part of competition, I did learn a lot from him. I was one of his students for 3 years of being in the classroom with him, and he made a tremendous impact on me.
And how much do you instill that sort of stuff in Jaden Daniels? Again, I'm sorry to keep on, you know, turning to one guy, but you know the world, right? And in this league, the quarterback-driven league. I mean, how do you install that enrichment into somebody who is already so talently enriched, right? How do you do that?
I think the secret sauce of Jaden, like, he already is this rare competitor, Rich. And so that's the thing maybe you don't know about somebody until you spend that much time with him. But there is no flinch in Jaden Daniels. Like, he already is a rare competitor, and you added the innate talent to it. So I don't think it's the other way around with him, like this innately talented person, and then you had the competitiveness. I think the competitiveness for him came first. As talented as he is, and even as good as his legs are, he'd be a tremendous, just pure pocket passer. But when he gets outside the pocket and now he's a dual threat, man, he is lethal. But that competitive side of him, he's in the rare company, Rich, of the best of the best. And that's all the unseen work that goes in of him getting ready for those moments that he had. Like, he had practiced those so many times. There was nothing by coincidence with that.
So do you stoke it? Stay out of the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do?
Throw gas on it.
You throw gas on it.
Yes, because that also raises the level of, you know, competitiveness of all his teammates, of the organization. And we really stand for that here. And so from, you know, Adam first, through me, through the team, like, that is what we're about. And we love that. We try to find that in others and reward it and embellish it to let them know this is who they are. And there's so many unique players here on this team, Rich, that we wouldn't talk about on a show, but that have huge roles and impacts here. And the type of teammates they are, like, not every player is going to be great like Jaden. Man, like, you can be a great teammate. And it's part of what makes coaching this team so much fun. Like, there's a hell of a group of guys here together that are really battling for it. So that part makes coaching this team so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, McLaurin obviously is an OG. My guy Sanders still from Michigan is another, is a young guy now in his second year as well from that draft class. I mean, I could go on. That's why it is so exciting in your area. But I'll take one last bite at this apple before letting you on with the rest of your day. You got a good example of how you stoked it with Jaden Daniels, because again, he's so even keel. I wouldn't even know what it looks like when he's stoked. You know what I mean? Like, what do you got a good example of you doing that, Dan?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. I can think back to the end of last season. Outside for a lot of 27, 28 degree practices, and you know, reminding him, hey, maybe inside today, Q, not a chance, bro. We were outside team in the NFC East, and he would proceed to go outside, and a number of practices like that from the offensive side, the ball did not hit the ground. So that was his way of showing, yeah, I'm ready for anything. And those are the moments that I think about a lot. With him.
So he's like, you know, it's cold. Let's go indoors. And you're like, nope, you're in the NFC East. Let's see you do
that
it.
That is correct,
kid. And he's like, and I'll show you. We're not going to have the ball hit the ground. Right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Dan, thanks for the time. Thanks for sharing. Always appreciate our conversations. And look for more of my calls as you go through your spring and summer. Appreciate
it. All right. Likewise, Rich. Always good to be on with you, man.
All right. Adios.
Senor. Adios.
Adios, senor. Right?
I mean, yeah, we're starting strong.
You see, I'm just trying to leave you in a better spot. That's all I'm trying to say.
Get me better. Appreciate it.
The jefe of Washington.
Yeah,
joining us here.
Rich Eisen. You almost made me clap there for a second. Jefe.
Careful. He's likable, and so are the Commanders, pal.
That's my old DC, DQ. I love him.
And they're better than Dallas.
I still love DQ.
That wasn't backwards. Wasn't wearing a hat.
Yeah, wasn't wearing a hat.
So there you go.
No. He's in the office. Nice little change of scenery.
You got a lot of him.
I appreciate that. It's 20 minutes with a head coach in the NFL. Doesn't matter what time of the time of year it is. That was outstanding. It was excellent. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. When we come back, you know, he's not happy. Trey Hendrickson is not happy.
Oh, baby. No.
He's not happy.
No.
And the rest of the international schedule has been released. And Cooper flags a Maverick. Go figure that. That's coming up. Okay. This is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd. And I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge of your seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union. It's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference, because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Just a real basic question. What the hell are you thinking? What are you doing out there?
You know, just tackling a challenge that most wouldn't do.
I would say. Why? Why'd you do it?
Just trying out my new bat booster package that I was working on this year. For me, though, it's literally like, would you rather live and die?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather die and never lived? So when I jumped it the first time, everybody started like cheering and yelling. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then I did it the second time. And then I heard this word, El Saltador, El Saltador. And I didn't know what that means. I left that one day. And then I started hearing that through the streets. And I was like, okay, whatever. And came back the second day, did it again. And they stopped the music and everything.
Get out of here.
Just started yelling that in the stands.
To you?
To me. Like me now, I'm a football player here in the States.
Sure.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
They don't know me from Adam House.
Josh Norman is not out there in Pamplona.
When I get there,
yeah,
and they start chanting that name, so I'm like a hero in Spain almost. Not even back here.
Hold on a second.
It's bananas.
Let me get this down so I can use this on any host of shows this NFL season. El Satador?
Yes, it's like the jumper.
El Satador.
Like the matador?
Yes.
Like the matador is like the jumper. So
I would love just 1 second in my life to have the words El Satador chanted to me. Ah, yes. One of our favorite. I'm glad that you played that one, Hoskins, because did you get a Mr. Norman feel from Kirby Joseph?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like now a very Josh Norman
yes.
type
yeah.
feel?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Norman's from Florida. I don't think so. We'll check that out. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Here, one big happy family with the Roku Sports Channel, as well as our Infinity Sports Network feed. Good stuff, everybody. Fun show so far. Kirby Joseph, delightful.
I mean, amazing.
He's paid, and he's happy. Dan Quinn, delightful. He damn they made the Super Bowl. He hit the lottery. You want to talk about hitting the lottery?
Good quarterback.
Right? With his quarterback.
Unfortunately.
And he's got a general manager. He goes, you know what we'll do? We'll flip a fifth-round selection for Deebo Samuel. When the Washington Commanders were not on the clock in the fifth round, do you think like they're like, man, if we could only have taken this kid. And whoever that kid is, they'd have a long way to go to be Deebo Samuel.
Deebo.
Third and seventh round. They weren't on the clock. You know why? They had Laramie Tunsil. I'm sure Dan Quinn is just sitting there in the back of the room going, anybody got something to eat? You know, what do we got? Feet up on the table. He's happy. Hard to find somebody who's not happy. Well, if it's like most off seasons in the NFL, there's a Cincinnati Bengal who wants to be paid who's unhappy.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock gave us the roadmap. I think when we had him on for the first time talking about the draft in mid-March, right? Late March is when he started appearing weekly. And I'm like, if you're the Bengals general manager, they think they're going to sign all three guys, right? They think they're going to give Joe Burrow what he wants. And the three guys are Ja'Marr Chase, and they're going to give him T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson. And T. Higgins had just been franchise tagged. And his answer was like, the three guys, can they do it? Sure. But what they're definitely going to give Joe Burrow is the two wide receivers. Mm-hmm.
And they gave him the two wide receivers. And they even took the franchise tag off of T. Higgins and gave him more than 1 year. They gave him a contract. And who's waiting to get his contract still right now? Trey Hendrickson, who had quite a statement yesterday, right? He gave that statement?
Yeah, he released a statement to ESPN saying that he's unhappy, not going to play this year on his current contract, and hasn't decided if he's going to sit out games, but what if it came to it?
Well, he gave that a little more meat on the bones, and here's what he said in his statement, saying no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last season. If I continue to play at a high level, and he won the sacks title last year, coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. So he's basically saying the coaches aren't communicating now, or I'm assuming he's saying that after he said coaches are aware of these past conversations, or he's just saying the organization as a whole. I mean, I've been eagerly awaiting a resolution, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals. Phew. And I, you know, he's beginning to press the pedal to the metal here because, you know, practices are starting. And at some point, there's going to be something mandatory that he will be forced to miss if he continues to take what he believes is the only stance he can take. And you don't want to do that. It'll cost you money, even though you can eventually come to an agreement that you don't find me anyway. But I think the collective bargaining agreement mandates the fines. But long story short is he showed up today in street clothes. So at least he's, when you're holding in, but he's not even walking around like, ooh, my arm, I can't do it.
He's just walking
around.
He's
just walking around in street clothes as a pissed off individual and had this to say to the media.
Well, I can raise a hypothetical with a hypothetical. I wouldn't be standing here with you if I got the deal in January, you know. So to say I'm going to sit out or to say I'm not going to, what I can say is I'm very disappointed with the communication that's been had. It's very, former players have walked in these shoes, and what it foreshadows is not something that I'm excited about to tell my wife and family, like, hey, this is, I'm getting good vibes, or should be happy. Those comments stink, you know, and you know, that's what makes this place so special is that they watch me every day. They see how hard I work. There's no other organization knows me better than this one. They watch me an individual. They see how I carry myself as a human being, and they know me. So it stinks when the value somewhere else, because I was fortunate enough to have that trade request granted, whether it was 1, 2, 3 first-round picks, I had no idea. It gave me the fortunate circumstance to see my value elsewhere, and I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
Me too, man. You know, it's a $15.8 million contract that's on the table for him because that's the end of his four-year, I guess, $60 million deal that he did sign with the Bengals?
Correct.
Okay, and I understand that's a lot of money, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are sitting here watching and listening who are like, well, go sack a quarterback for that amount of money. It's significant. The guy in his own division, in his own state, who he beat out for the sack race last year and was in the mix with for defensive player of the year, is going to make damn near three times as much this year alone, $40 million a year in Myles Garrett. And he was ready to leave because his team, as he was seeing it, as he told us at the Super Bowl, wasn't in his mind, up to snuff to win a Super Bowl. And so he told him he wanted a trade, and then yada, 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 40 million reasons per year to stay. So that's the new market. And, you know, I don't know if Micah's going to hit it or not, but I don't blame Trey Hendrickson. And it just kind of stinks if they're just saying, and we're not talking to you. Just talk to the guy. I mean, put Mike Brown on a golf cart and have him sit there. And I guess he could tell him what he doesn't want to hear, but at least he's hearing it. At least he's hearing it. If that is, in fact, the case, puts the coaches in a tough bind. And I know it's, again, it's a midnight league. It's just like, all right, we're just going to force you to take these stances because we don't have to do anything just yet. You sit out. You know, it stinks for you. You got to sit here through the summer months. You know, you don't know what you're going to, as he says, tell the wife and kids. This is a stance about respect and long-term finances in a sport where you got to make your own right now. And it's a loyalty league for ownership until the player wants his. Then suddenly you need to be loyal enough to show up. It's a really tough spot. It stinks. And I feel for the guy because, you know, money is obviously a sign of respect. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're going to do because the Bengals have definitely, you know, played hardball before. I mean, this is not Mike Brown's first rodeo. I do hope to hear the Velcro rip noise around the world for him. Because that's the noise that you know that anytime an angel gets its wings, you hear a bell. Anytime a Bengal gets a contract, you hear that noise.
We're waiting on that.
All right.
Live?
Oh, Mike's going to do it live.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
That's how he did it.
I like it.
The original was live.
We have an international football schedule, guys.
Hey.
Remember I told you in Indianapolis the rumor was Packers and Steelers in Dublin? Well, right church, wrong pew. It's an NFC North team, but it's not the Packers. It's the Vikings, who are going to be the first team ever to play back-to-back international games in different countries. That's never happened before, and the Vikings are going to be the road team week 3 at Croke Park, Dublin, against the Steelers. That's where it's going to be in Dublin.
Yeah.
And then they're the road team awesome. The next week. They're going to hop a quick flight from Ireland to the UK and take on the Browns as the road team week 4, the first Sunday in October in Tottenham Hotspur. Awesome spot. And then that's the first of 3 games in London in a row. So weeks 4 through 7.
Oh, cool.
I guess it's week 4, not week 3. Week 4 through 7, we're going to see international games, 1 in Dublin and 3 in London, 2 in Tottenham Hotspur. It's going to be the Broncos and the Jets after the Vikings and Browns. And then the Rams are taking on the Jaguars in Wembley. Jaguars always like to play a game in Wembley since their owner owns it. That's a nice flex.
On stage. Right?
Yes.
Allow myself to host myself. So we'll see a fun Rams-Jaguars matchup. So we'll see Travis Hunter across the pond, as I'm mandated to say. Broncos-Jets play one another in Tottenham. That's ironic because the Broncos were the ones who sent the Jets to Tottenham Hotspur last year, coming off of such a dreadful offensive performance home loss that apparently between that loss and the appearance in London, it was suggested reportedly by the owner that they bench Aaron Rodgers. Robert Saleh showed up in my pre-production meeting looking, only word for it, miserable. And the Jets lost that game, and then Robert Saleh got bounced. Shockingly, the final week. So Aaron Glenn will be in the same spot against the team that put the coach on thin ice. So the Broncos will be overseas. And then there's 2 more back-to-back weeks. This is going to be great. Second Sunday in November, November 9th, first NFL regular season game in Berlin. Woo. Now, there have been 2 in Munich, 2 in Frankfurt, now 1 in Berlin. Love that city. As you know, I've gone on a bike tour there. Oleg will be front
yes.
row.
Yes.
At least he's probably going to be. Hopefully I will see Oleg in Berlin if I am in fact there. Falcons and Colts. There you go. So it's possible that Daniel Jones, who made his last start as a Giant in Frankfurt because they lost to Carolina, will be back in Germany.
Come on.
The Dieter of NFL action. He's going to bring his sprockets back there unless it's Anthony Richardson, and then the Falcons will be there. And then the next week, I'm going to be in Madrid.
That's a good one. That's
Commanders, Dolphins. That is, let's just knock on wood that everybody's healthy and feeling good and, you know, eyeing the playoffs. That will be a huge potential finale as the Dolphins will be in Madrid. The Dolphins were the home team in Frankfurt against the Chiefs a couple of years ago. So they're back internationally. And then the Commanders, which will be great. I don't know what you're screen grabbing over there, but it better not be the NFL schedule, because that would be one of the things that's verboten if you do have the NFL schedule. You don't have the NFL schedule. You know why I know you don't have the NFL schedule? Because, sir, you were screen grabbing something moments ago.
Yeah, I think that's the sound. Okay. We all know that sound.
Let's just hope it's not something that slipped through the Rich Eisen Show internet firewall.
Nothing. It was nothing like that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Mom's watching. Be careful.
Nothing like
that. Okay. I have, once again, what the NFL sends me every single year prior to the schedule release, which is a non-disclosure document.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that, by the way, is that against,
sign one of those,
is that against the, am I disclosing the non, the NDA? Exactly. Is that
so
against the NDA?
So it's already void.
I should be careful. But they didn't give me a blowback for this last year. I signed it on the air.
You're not showing it.
And the neat thing about it is in the document, it mentions the people who are receiving, beyond the personnel of the people who receive this document are the very highest of the flowchart. The first person, it just says Commissioner Goodell. It doesn't say Roger Goodell. It's like the president, right? You don't say the first name of the president. Then my guy, Brian Rolapp, we go on. Howard Katz, Mike North, who I believe is appearing on the Thursday program. There's a few people who are seeing it. And then beyond the above personnel, the schedule may be distributed only to mission critical employees.
Hey.
So I am happy to say
you are mission
that
critical.
For a 22nd straight year, I am deemed by my higher ups at the National Football League to be mission critical.
Days like a buffalo.
Ah, and so once again, the graphic we created last year in theaters this summer, I think you should see this in IMAX.
Mission critical.
Coming up.
3D.
Mission critical.
IMAX.
He won't break his NDA. So I've got my pen.
You got your sunglasses? Do you need those?
Hold on a second.
I can't play it.
I've got my my Prime.
Blenders.
Blenders. There it is, Prime.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on my blenders here. Okay. Oh, you got your blenders?
I got some too.
But you're not mission critical.
You don't have to do it.
You're just joining me.
I'm just joining you.
Yeah.
Mission critical solidarity.
Okay. That's it. We're going.
I feel like Mr. Rogers. Didn't you take off one pair of glasses, one pair of shoes to put on another? So I'm taking off one pair of glasses. Oh, I need to see this. These aren't prescription blenders. You got yours too?
No, mine are in the car, but I got another
pair. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. You know, these are some orange ones.
Prime, I'm putting on my blenders.
Let's go.
All right. No, come on, don't do that. Wait a minute. I can't see, so I gotta double.
What are you
this doing? Actually works. Oh, I can't see it.
Oh my God.
Is this the oldest moment in the history of the show?
Help me in with this. Help me in this. All right, here we go. Printing, Rich Eisen. What's the date? Today's date is the
13th.
5/13/25. I am now signing that I will not distribute this against the rules of this NDA. Do you have at least the screen? Do we got the screen? We don't forget the screen. Okay, there we go.
I can't do the screen. You can't do it.
There we go.
Do it. I can't do it.
I now, because I am now mission critical.
Now you got it.
Now I have to do the full thing. I've got to take off the glasses and say,
we want a little money for that.
The schedule will be released Wednesday, NFL Network. You can now do the scream.
Here it comes.
There you go. That's the schedule tomorrow. And I will. Sorry, guys. You can't see it when I get it.
You could have showed that before you signed it.
Do you know why I can't show you guys the schedule? Two reasons. One, I've signed an NDA. I'm a man of my word.
Sure.
Two,
no one's ever broken an NDA before.
Right? Are not mission critical.
No.
Come on. I know. Don't hate. Congratulate. Just because you're not mission critical.
I'm just saying, you could have shared that before you signed it.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. That music means it's time for only one thing. We're on Roku, right? We're on Roku?
Yep.
We're on Roku. It's time for another shit show.
Oh, come on! Rich. Yesterday, the S show was in the big chair.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was right there. Family Feud. First of all, hold on a second. I should be a little more positive.
You should, yes.
Steve Chudwin is back here. Adam Chudwin is back here. You understand how to do it. Top few answers, X answers on the board. Here's your subject, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I came in cold yesterday. I'm prepared today, gentlemen. I'm ready.
Did we find out from O'Shea that he not get... like the memo?
He just didn't come.
He didn't. Okay.
He didn't care.
All right. Very good. Very good. And so, yes, we're going to do this. We'll wait for the radio audience return. So to be completely positive, I want to get the other stuff out of the way. Okay? Let's get the other stuff out of the way. Jay Felly has created a situation for me that I don't know what to do about it. Jay says he's checking a bag. Which means we're going to fly all the way to Atlanta. Who's on the flight? Who's on the flight? Because you're going tomorrow, right?
You're going Thursday. I'm going Thursday.
So us and TJ.
But don't we all have our own pickup cars?
No.
What is this?
What is this? A-Rod?
Yeah. I read it.
Four teammates, four buses?
I'm just telling you what I saw on the sheet. That's what I thought.
No. I think we're all in the same car.
Do you know how long this is going to take for the flight to Atlanta?
Like, we get there. That's, you know, enough this day and age, right?
Already.
And we get there on time. Now, you know, got to wait for your bag?
Hartsfield's terrible.
I'm going to Cancun from there.
For how long?
A week.
He's going on an extended vacation afterwards. That was pre-booked.
But I get it. Like,
so what do you want me to do?
Two bathing suits and three shirts. Like, come on. Like, what does it take?
I need you to stop judging other people's travel habits. That's a really not good quality that
you
have.
What are you talking about?
Don't tell us that someone else had a pack. Who cares?
And another thing, Vonnegut.
Who cares? You're already going to be golfing. You know,
I'm an actor.
You're an actor.
I'm an actor this weekend.
Kevin Rahm is going to have you out there, right?
Yep,
so you're
going to
already
Rahm's
be
event.
There. You're not on Thursday's show.
Right.
Exactly. He's been a pain in the...
I'm coming from Florida.
Right. So you are. Yeah. I know you're coming. Yeah, it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
And also, it's not that crazy because we're leaving on different flights. So I don't think that's it's so fine. Crazy to say I'm looking at, like,
go.
I think we all might have a car is all I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
What? We're going to all show up on the same flight and tell Steve Harvey send us four cars to go to the same hotel.
I'm just reading this thing, bro. You know, I'm just
reading. What are you reading?
Well, we all have different flights.
I know that.
Whatever.
To go home?
Listen. You're just confusing me. I'm ready to play a few. Let's go. Come on.
I mean, if you want.
I don't care about the damn car. No, I'm trying to win.
I can improve your life. I can tell you how to pack an overnight bag for an entire trip.
You got
to
fit a suit in there. And bathing suits.
A suit?
Bathing suits? How many bathing suits are you taking?
What are you going to Fantasy Island? You're going to Cancun. You want to wear a suit?
No, suit's for Family Feud.
Oh, I got you.
Man, what are we doing here?
All right, here we go, everybody.
We're already going to lose.
You need to get that off my chest before we play.
Our eyes are not on the prize. Now I'm going to suck today.
No, you're not.
You probably will, but.
Is the radio audience coming back?
All right, here we go.
All right, everybody just focus and.
You focus.
Yeah, six-pack abs. Let's go.
You focus.
Abs.
12-pack abs.
Hit some music. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Jay Felly is here. He's in the chair. In front of the faders because Del Tufo can't focus on two things at once.
You can't focus, Mike.
How should I take it that an audio executive has trouble listening and working at the same time?
You can't do it.
Come on.
Right.
Everybody,
Adam Chadwin is back. You got three more Family Feud games for us.
Three more Family Feud games. I got my pen. I'm ready. Let's go, guys.
Okay, here we go. Adam Chadwin, you
Adam,
go for
you,
it.
You start.
I'll start. Go for it.
Okay, you'll start. Okay. Name something.
How many answers are on the board?
Come on, guys.
I was going to say that after. There are six answers on the board.
Here's your question.
Here's the question.
Yes.
Name something that grows faster than you want it to.
Your lawn.
Number two, lawn/weeds.
Now, who goes next?
Got it.
Then me, hair.
Okay.
Got it. Hair's number one. Hair/unibrow.
See, Dan would probably beat me since he has more hair than I have. Damn it. All right. By the way, there's an order, Mike. Stop raising your hand like this is kindergarten.
TJ.
Your children.
Oh, nice.
Number three, kids/babies.
So how many are left now? How many are left?
Three more.
Three more. Mike Del Tufo, no strikes.
Lawn.
Oh my God!
Are you not listening? That's what he said.
God. I didn't hear it.
I get the question.
All right, nails.
Didn't hear it.
Nails.
No, it's too bad. How do you mean you didn't hear it? You're not listening. That's specifically why you're not sitting in fast chair.
I also don't have ears in. Sorry.
What do you mean you don't have ears in? We're 10 feet apart.
See, this is what this.
I'm gonna steal.
Holy crap!
I'll steal his now. Nails.
Correct. Good job, Mike. That is number five on the board. Nails.
Oh my God. I'm so thrown off my game now. What is it?
Name something that grows faster than you want it to.
Nails.
More answers.
Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Oh, your stomach, your waistline.
Oh, good one.
Correct. That is number four. Belly/weight.
There's one more.
One more.
I was going to say weeds.
No, but it's lawn/weeds.
Yeah,
That's unfortunately strike two. Mike, go for it. TJ, can you save us?
Something that grows faster than you want it to.
Yeah.
Man. A pet?
Pet. No. So, the chance to steal. What would you say?
I would have said debt.
Debt.
Ooh.
Oh, I think we already had
debt / expenses is number six on the board.
Very good. One more game. The four answer one. Right, I've been told for you to skip to the four answer one. The four answer one.
Okay, let's do the four answer one.
So go for it.
Okay, name an excuse. And there's four. Yeah, there's four on the board. Name an excuse a friend gives for not helping you move.
Chris?
I'm busy that day.
Busy.
That is number one. Work/too busy.
Okay. We got a minute to go.
Yeah, my back hurts, bro.
Your back hurts.
Number two, bad back.
Okay. Del Tufo.
I have something else to do.
Oh my God.
That's what being busy is.
I'm swimming next to you.
O'Shea, where are you at,
dog?
O'Shea, get in.
Next to you.
Holy crap.
God, this is unreal.
Holy crap.
Are you doing
crap.
This on purpose?
Yes.
I'm going to say sick.
Now I am.
He's sick.
Survey says number three, sick/tired.
Okay, there's one more.
So there's one more.
You don't really want
it. Yeah, exactly.
You don't really want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Boom.
You just
that's
don't
it.
Want to do it.
Oh, that's what I would have said. Too far. It's too far away from where I live.
It's too far.
Ooh. Nope.
All right. What do you got? What's the answer?
Final answer is going out of town.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Mike Del Tufo, we got to get him some hearing aids. Damn it!
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.